From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Monday stopped talks with Russia on the Syrian crisis. A State Department spokesman cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces. The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what he called unfriendly actions by the U.S. Meanwhile, Russia Monday rejected efforts by the U.N. Security Council to draft a resolution seeking a truce in the city of Aleppo and an end to military flights over the city. The United Nations is warning that the lives of tens of thousands of refugees fleeing war and persecution are at risk. Lisa Schlein reports from the annual UNHCR Refugee Conference.
The most recent figures put the number of refugees and internally displaced people at more than 65 million. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says the gravest displacement crisis continues to be generated in Syria.
We have run out of words to describe the death, destruction, and suffering willingly inflicted on civilians by the parties to that conflict.
The exodus of people from Syria has created the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member, but did not provide specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. This is VOA News.